Parshas Terumah, Tavshin Ayin Vav. Inevitably, when we speak about Parshas Terumah, as we have the past 6 years, this is year number 7 of Parshas Terumah, when we speak about the whole Inyan of the Mishkan, when we speak about everything in Parshas Terumah, we speak about what the Nesiv HaShom stresses so many times throughout this portion of the Torah. And really, we always come back to the same theme. See, the Shalom talks about, when we discuss the Mishkan, a very specific theme. And that theme is that we're just as the Bnei Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar, they were instructed to build a Mishkan. They were instructed to build an abode where Hashem would reside amongst Klal Yisrael. Hashem would reside in our world. So too, just as it was in those days, says the Nesiv HaShalom, so too, today, in our world, we have the same exact obligation. And that obligation is to create an environment and a home for Hashem in our world. Wherever we are, whatever time we live in, wherever we may be, we have that obligation to make a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And we have to see to it that this place that we make for Hashem, we need to see to it that it is a place where Hashem, Kaviyachol, will feel comfortable. Right? You don't make a home on a night like tonight when it's about 0 degrees Fahrenheit outside. You don't invite someone over to your home and open the windows and leave, right? So too, Kaviyachol, we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what? It needs to be a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be comfortable, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feel that this is the right place to be. And that's what Mishkan represents. As we always say, the Torah is not a history book. And the Torah is talking to each and every one of us. And the lesson of the Mishkan is that lesson. It's something that the Nesiv HaShalom talks about really a lot in so many of the different pieces on this week's Parsha. And the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim actually speak at length about how exactly does the Torah want us to go about building this home. And the Mefarshim analyze all the different aspects and the different parts of the Mishkan. And although, if you think about it, the Torah does devote considerable space to the Inyan of the Mishkan, Parshas Terumah, Tetzaveh, Kisiso, Ayakos, Nekudei, and there is so much that is repeated, that is said over, and when we build it, and when we put each thing in its place, and when we're instructed to build it, the Torah devotes so much time and space to the Inyan of the Mishkan, sometimes it's still difficult to see in the words exactly what it needs that has to be done. We read the words, we don't see specifically how we can apply the words to our world, how we can go about implementing all these lessons of the Mishkan. We find very interesting by the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. We know it comes Rosh Hashanah, we prepare, we blow Shofar and the whole Elul, after Shacharit, and we talk about Tekiyah Shofar, we prepare for Tekiyah Shofar, and we're ready for Tekiyah Shofar. It's such a big thing in the cycle of the year for us. And you know, you look in the Torah, and what does the Torah say about Tekiyah Shofar? Now, you remember what we just said about the Mishkan, Terumah, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakov, Bekudei. Let's look now at Tekiyah Shofar. Yoyim Teruah Yelachem. That's it. Yoyim Teruah Yelachem. That's what the Torah tells us. And from there, from those words, Chazal extrapolate multitudes of dinim and halachos and inyanim of tekiyos, just from that. And we know, really, that every letter in the Torah has so much that is learned out of it that we could take those few words and we could really discuss and expand and expound and say so many different things about any halacha, about anything that it says in the Torah. The Torah also tells us in Parshas Bereishis, Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that man should be created in the likeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. And it also says, the Torah says, Ki V'Tzelem Elokim Aso Aso Adam. That man was created in the image of God. Man was created in the image of Hashem. So really, the question is, and we once spoke about it also in Parshas Bereishis, how do we understand this? Of course, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any semblance of a guf, of a body to speak of. So what does it mean, Naseh Adam, that a person should be made in the Tzelem Elokim, that a person was created and made to be in the image of God? How do we understand that? How do we apply that? Says in the Siva Shalom, he says like this, imagine somebody is looking at a map. So you look at a map, before there was Waze and Google Maps and all these other ways, and today you can have Street View, everything is actually looks exactly like, but picture a map, right? A person is looking at a map, and of course, when you go to the place that you look up in the map, if you actually go to that place, it bears no resemblance to what you're looking at now on the paper. You know, it's a map. What is a map? You know, a map can't really tell you. You know, when you go see the place, obviously the way the topography of the land is laid out, the way the land is, it's very, very different than what you see on that piece of paper. Yet, what does a map do? A map is a key to what is actually going on. The map is sort of a microcosm, and it tells you, and it gives you a key to every little thing that you will see. And it sort of, it opens up from there, and then you get the street view, and then you get the satellite view, right? That all comes out of the map. So too, says the Nesiva Shalom, the human person. The human being, the Tzelem Elokim that we were created in, the Tzelem Elokim is the key, and it's a map to the high and lofty things, all of them, in the Olam HaSol Yoinim, which are really beyond our comprehension. Within us lies the key to so many, so many lofty and very, very, very high things. We have our nose, our eyes, our ears. They all represent things that Hashem wants to reflect. Extremely, very high and lofty things. Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, that we are sort of a map. Because you can't see the godliness in us sometimes. Maybe people that are at a very high level understand it and see it. But the average person does not see the godliness, how we exactly resemble Tzelem Elokim. But you know what we are, says the Nesiva Shalom, we're like that map. And we have to know that every part of us represents tremendous holiness. And so too it was by the Mishkan, says the Nesiva Shalom. That every part of the Mishkan had so many different things, different kelim, different aspects of the Mishkan. But every single thing in the Mishkan represented things in a very high world, in the Olam HaSol Yoinim. Just like a map represented things that obviously you can't see right in front of you. Things that are much higher and really beyond our comprehension. The light of the menorah represented the light in our eyes. Our eyes see light. Our eyes reflect light. The menorah represented the eyes of a person. The shulchan, which has obviously food was put on the shulchan, the lechem apanim, the shulchan represents our mouth. The reach nichayach of the mizbeach hakatoires, which was a very, very pleasant smell, that represents our nose. And the bells that rang on the bells on the me'il represented the sound in our ears. And each thing, so on and so forth, represented a different part of a person. The tzitz represented our forehead. Tzitz was put on our forehead, represented our minds and our thoughts and the things, and so on and so forth. You can continue and take it as far as you want. And that is why Chazal tell us that Bezalel couldn't just be an experienced carpenter. Chazal tell us that Bezalel had to be able to be mitzaref oisiyos. He had to be able to put together all the letters and the oisiyos and all the ways that created Shamayim Aretz.
In order to build the Mishkan,
he had to be Mitzarek, to put together. We know that Shemayim Ba'aretz were created with words and Shemos and all those things. Bezalel had to be able to put all that together because he had to take that and bring it all together. And our job is to understand that from here, where Bezalel put it all together, that it opens up to something that's very high and very holy. Why? Because without that, without Bezalel doing that, we'd be missing the deep part about what the Kalim of the Mishkan actually represented. The mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash L'Shachanti V'Soichon is a yisoid of Torah and Yadus, says the Nesiv HaShalom. These parshias about the Mishkan, they're our map. These parshias here are our map to so many, to all the holy ways to get closer to Hashem. We've said many times in the Nesiv HaShalom that all 613 mitzvahs revolve around one thing. They revolve around the one mitzvah, Uvuvoy Sidva, that you should cleave to Hashem and try to bring yourself closer to Hashem. And the Mishkan is a big, big step. The mitzvahs and the commandments of the Mishkan are a big, big step toward that, to Uvuvoy Sidva, because there are so many different ways based on the Mishkan, based on our eyes and our ears and our nose and our forehead and our minds and all the other things that we've just listed off. If we use it correctly and we understand what it's all about in our own personal Mishkan, if we understand what we have to do with it, there are so many different ways to accomplish the mission of Judaism, to accomplish the mission of the Torah, which is Uvoy Sidvak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down such holiness into this world because Dafka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring it into our world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring it to where Hashem lives amongst us. You know, Hashem didn't choose some place in a very, very high corner of the universe where Hashem would stay over there, and that's probably more where Hashem would, as we would think in our mind, feel more comfortable, feel more at home, somewhere which is removed from our world of Gashmius. But Hashem said, no, I want to be right here. V'shachanti v'soichom, I want to live amongst you. I want to be within each and every person. I want to be within each and every year. So we can work and we can understand that we have Hashem in our midst. And Hashem is with us and Hashem is living amongst us. And we have to behave that way. And we have to act that way. And we have to understand what it requires and what every single thing in the Mishkan does. And that's really the lesson that we want to bring out of the Parsha this week. Every person has their own personal Mishkan. Unfortunately, today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Kelim. We don't have them right in front of us for our eyes to see. But it's important that every person realizes that every person is a world, and every person is a Mishkan. But how does your house look? We all want Hashem in our lives. We all want Hashem to visit us. We want to come home on Friday night and we talk about Malachim and we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and God in our lives. Yeah, how comfortable does God really feel in our homes? How comfortable does God really feel around us? Does He feel, are we setting a good example to our families, to our friends, to our children? Are we setting examples of godliness? And it really, really works. It plays itself out in so many ways. And this week's Parsha of the Mishkan tells us that the Mishkan talks to every part of us. The way we look, and the way we listen, and the way we eat, and the way we behave, and the way we think. Each and every one of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash represented another part of our lives. And it's our job to take that and understand where we live and how we have to live our lives. And we have to make sure that it's a life of holiness. And that is the lesson that we could take out of the Mishkan this week.